Hi, I hope that you will be doing fine. Welcome to the sixth episode of Halalcast, and I know that I'm doing a podcast after a very, very long time. I promised that I'm gonna do one episode each week, but somehow I couldn't keep up the promise. So there have been a lot of happenings recently in the international politics and in the global world. So I think that the main issue these days is the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and I don't even call it a conflict, it's something else which I will go deep in just a few minutes later. So what's happening, what's like the recent most happening is that a few days ago on the 27th of Ramadan, on the night of 27th of Ramadan, Israeli forces stormed Al-Aqsa Mosque. For no apparent reason, they just stormed it. And due to that, the Palestinians inside, worshipping inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque, they responded and they resisted, just like they always do. And Israelis, then kind of there was a clash between Israelis and the Palestinians. I think I would like to correct this thing. It's not Israelis. It's first of all, I think all of you should understand that whenever I say Israelis, it doesn't mean that I accept Israel as a country. No, I do not accept them as a country. I accept them as an apartheid, occupying, brutal, oppressive regime, which has no right to occupy somebody's land. But anyways, so the Palestinians responded, and then the clash kind of continued, and it got much worse later on. So till now, Israeli police has stormed Al-Aqsa Mosque 6 times. And the reason for all this was mainly attached to the happenings in Sheikh Jarrah. So we need to go back a bit in the history. That why is Israeli government or Israeli Supreme Court evicting Palestinians of their homes, of their houses? So let's go back to 1948 on Nakba Day, when Israel, when the state of Israel, when the brutal state of Israel was created in Palestinian land. And sort of after that, what happened was that when the Israel, when the Palestinians that were living in that piece of land, which was now made Israel, they all had to flee into the portion that was under the control of Jordan. And they became kind of refugees in their own country, because now that half of Palestine was controlled by Israel, and the other half that contained the East Jerusalem and the West Bank was controlled by Jordan. So what they did was, at that time, the Jordanian controlled Palestine. They went there and they had an agreement with Jordan, and Jordan allowed them to live in that piece of land. So they started living there. Now, fast forward to 1967, when there was 6 day Arab-Israel war, which Israel unfortunately won. And now the Jordanian controlled Palestine was what's commonly today, it's known as the occupied Palestinian territories, right? So obviously now that Jordanian-controlled land was taken over by Israel. And now, those Palestinians who had to first flee from the newly created state of Israel to the Jordanian-controlled Palestine, now they are again in the occupied Palestinian territories, and now the Israeli Supreme Court had started evicting them from their own land, from their own houses, and giving them to their illegal settlers. So now the Palestinians are becoming refugees in their own country. In fact, they don't even have a country to live in now, because all of the state, all of the area, all of the land has already been occupied and annexed with Israel. So that's kind of the main issue that sort of is not highlighted that much, which is much of a bigger issue. Now, I think that it's pretty stupid to attach religious sentiments to Palestine. Israeli-Palestinian issue is not a religious issue at all. It's an issue of your national identity. It's an issue of your nationality.
it's nationalism. I don't think so that religion even has to play a card in this, because if you see, other countries try to play religion card for Palestine, but Palestinians don't play religion card for themselves. They always feel proud of being Palestinians, especially. Now, if you go before the Intifadas, if you don't know Intifadas, they were resistance movements, that kind of some uprising by the by Palestinians, by Palestinian liberal some liberation organization, I think. I don't know the exact abbreviation. Is it Palestine Liberation Organization or not? So there were intifadas, and intifadas was sort of like guerrilla attacks on Israeli army, Israeli places. So what happened was that those intifadas were actually the beginning of the Palestinians trying to tell that we do not trust Arab countries anymore. We do not trust the other countries that are trying to help us. So they started to help themselves. Now, this tells us that the Palestinian nationalism was born in 1980s or 1985, when they decided that, okay, now we're not going to get help from our neighboring Arab countries. Now we have to do something for ourselves. So instead of using the religion card, they decided to use the nationalist card, which is more important, because in Palestine, there are not just Muslims. There are Christians, there are Jews, there are all different kind of religions living and thriving there in Palestine. Even before Israel was born, Jews, Christians, and Muslims were all living under the same roof, under the same government, and that was Palestinian government, a Muslim government. So attaching religion to that is pretty absurd. Now, people do tend to attach a religious sentiment with Al-Aqsa Mosque. And Al-Aqsa Mosque is not just important to Muslims, it's also just as critically important to Muslims and Jews both. So that part is there. I understand to attach religious sentiment to that issue, but the main issue is the affections of Palestinian families from Sheikh Jarrah right now, and the other Palestinian land that Israel has forcefully annexed with itself. So Al-Aqsa Mosque is just a very small issue as compared to the evictions of families, because now those families have no place to live. Where are they going to go? They are just in the middle of a state that is not willing to accept them at all. So these are the issues. And after that, the recent development has been that Hamas has fired 130 plus rockets into Israel. Now, Israel has the Iron Dome protection system, but it's not made to protect itself against so many missiles. So, of course, it's going to stop, I think, 87% of missiles, which is the number that the Israeli army uses. So about the remaining 13% obviously are going to hit somewhere. So it hit at an oil pipeline and some other places. And Israel, I don't know about that, whether or not Israel has responded or not. But the thing is that, you see, Israel has this huge Iron Dome protection system, which protects its citizens against the missile attacks or the rocket attacks. But when Israel responds in Gaza, it doesn't target just Hamas, it targets the entire Gaza. And entire Gaza is not Hamas, right? The entire Gaza has Muslims, it has Jews, it has Christians, and the innocent civilians die due to Israel's airstrikes and all stuff like that. That is called state-sponsored terrorism, because Israel has that multi-million dollar Iron Dome system, but Gaza has nothing like that. Gaza is all vulnerable to Israel's attacks. That thing stands there. So I hope that the world will recognize that Israel is a state, is a terrorist state. It's an apartheid occupation. It's a colonialism. It's a colonialist state, and it has no right to occupy Palestinian lands. So I hope that this thing gets solved as soon as possible, and Israel gets what it deserves. Thank you so much for tuning in. See you in the next one. Peace.